Welcome to your five for today. We all have times in our lives when we feel that we can't just get it right. We all know the feeling of failure and not knowing quite what to do next. Maybe we even know what it's like to take the blame for something that we meant to do for good. Life is often frustrating. It's possible that we wish that people knew the truth about certain things, or that they would understand the motives that we had for doing them. It's a comforting thought that God, who knows our thoughts, never misunderstands what we mean, never takes something the wrong way, and always understands us. We tend to think of God as being just like us. This is a big mistake. He is far superior to us. We talk about God as being omniscient. That simply means he knows everything. In the book of Psalms we read, "There is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it." This tells us that before we even speak, God knows what we're going to say. That's quite amazing. If we want to know what someone is thinking, they must speak to us, or at least write it down. And even then, sometimes we hear what we want to. With God, it's very different. He has the capacity to know what we're already thinking before we speak. So when we call out to God in prayer, he already knows the problem that we are facing. That shows the huge amount of love and care that God has for us all. He already knows the outcome, and he also knows how we feel in the middle of our predicament. He knows how much we hurt. He knows the joy we have too. What a caring God. There is another side to this characteristic of the omniscient God. He knows our inner person. He knows our heart. The Bible, which is God's living word, tells us about our heart. The real us. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So, not only do we have the capacity to care, but we also have the ability to sin. In fact, we're being told that we have a huge ability to do wrong. Our deceitful hearts are desperately wicked. In fact, Jesus himself actually said, "Out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, and from these all sorts of sins, including murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies." No wonder the Bible declares us all sinners. The amazing thing is that God, who knows what we do and what we say and even what we think, still loves us. You could even say he knows everything we wouldn't want everybody else to know, yet still shows us great love. God hates sin and says he is not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with him. This God who hates sin has such a huge heart of love that he still loves sinners. The Bible tells us the love of God was manifested towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. I can't quite get my mind around how God would send his unique perfect Son into this world to die for us. But this is exactly what he did. The Lord Jesus Christ died the most agonizing of deaths on a cross, suffering the punishment that we deserve. When we repent, that is, turns from our sin and trust in the Son of God, we'll be saved from our sin, escape judgment, and know heaven as our home. Our thoughts, then, are ones of peace, because we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our thoughts will be ones of joy, the joy of salvation, but they would be thoughts of love, because we will love him because he first loved us, and rest on God's promise never to leave us or forsake us. Glorious thought. Thank you for listening.